In other words, you'd overdone it.
Uh-huh. What might they wear around their wrists?
The first thing I ever seen them by wearing around their wrists was a bracelet. And I didn't see that till I was a pretty good size. And then you know that kind of went out and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can remember that. It went out, you quit seeing that, but it's real popular now.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember back in your school days if there was maybe a little girl that saw a little boy do something that the little boy wasn't supposed to, and first thing she did would be to run and tell, you know, her parents or his parents or the school teacher or something. What would you call that?
That was a tattletale. That's exactly what they called them, tattletales.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear?
And sometimes you'd hear them. I'd say that for short. A bunch of kids would be out there, but look out, there's a tattler.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you see? I will remember all of that.
A person like that wouldn't be too popular.
No, he wasn't popular with the rest of them. He was a kid in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you take it to school, we'd all be in school. If you seen him coming, everybody look out, there comes a tattler.
What kinds of things might men use to hold their trousers up years ago?
Suspenders. In that day, in my first days, they called them suspenders now. They called them galluses.
Uh-huh.
Now that was in the old, on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about what they called a tattletale.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know whether you have that question or not, but some men were that way bad to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it'd be a woman. A family would move in, and his wife was toting news here and yon. Getting up a confusion, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They called her a gossiper.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody be scared of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known of men go to get a crop from a man, and the man turned him down on account that he didn't want no confusion in his community, don't you see?
Uh-huh.
She loved to talk. She'd go to your house, and everything you ought to talk about, she'd come up here.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the way Muster would add on all she could, you know, come up here and tell a whole lot you all said, maybe about us, not none of it. So, but they was called gossipers.
What would you call most of the soil around here? Most of the soil like that.
Well, there's some of it is. Now, right in this section here, now there's different soils everywhere, you know. But this year, most of this year is called a sandy loam. Now, there's what we call a sandy land,
mm-hmm.
and there's what we call a light land, and what we call a black land. That's your bottom places, no dark land.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is pimpled. That's where there's a lot of little rock in it.
Mm-hmm.
They call that some of the best. Mm-hmm. A lot of little pimple rock, you know, in your soil.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that pimple land, or would you have a name for it?
Well, I have seen land tested.